to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Fuck, so what a weekend, eh?
Yeah. Go Booker! Yeah!
We're recording on Sunday, by the way.
Yes.
What's after the game?
Were you happy with the brunch in Bloom?
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't as well.
It was a shit show, man.
Fucking hell, eh?
I mean, shout out to everybody who came. Mm. They seemed like, you know, they had fun throughout the whole day, of course. But the brunch, because the brunch, generally the big part of the content is the interview over and above the Q&A. So yesterday's interview was the interview that never happened.
What was wrong with that guy? What's up with him? Why don't they like him that side?
So
Pasta who?
November.
Pasta November.
Yeah. Just to give context to the chillers, so we had a brunch in Bloom and the guest was Pasta November.
Pasta November, yes.
Yeah. So we bring on the pasta and then everybody's like, nah, he must leave.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Kanti, what's going on?
Yeah.
So we had to chase him out eventually.
Yeah, shame.
So I think he's a viral sensation, you know, like he's trending constantly. I think that's how they were like saying, okay, no, guys, you can interview because we wanted someone to talk to from that side, right?
Yeah.
So it seemed like the crowd is not happy. I know one guy mentioned it's about they've invited them, I think, to their show or I don't know what, or their a radio show, I think. And he refused. So it was like, why are you not entertaining us, the people of Bloom, and not, you know? So it's also for other things that he trains for. I don't know if
he's... Nah, but
he's a cross-dresser.
Yes.
Look, that's not the main reason.
He fingers girls, I heard.
He fingers... Oh, that's the Pasta Mbora thing. Because Pasta Mbora also fingers girls, but I don't know. Where's Anamakukwini? What about the Pasta Mbora?
I know, but Pata Mapendi. Then for Amapendi and Amaanda, it's a whole prayer, like... I don't know.
Yeah, like don't tanda zilikuku.
Yeah, you know, ibiskiti. That's what it's called, lapha.
It's called biscuit.
Bambi biskiti, mama.
Whoa. But the reason people chased him out is because of that. It's not really... That guy just mentioned that they've got a small podcast that's up and coming there in Bloom. And then his office... Because obviously, let's be honest, I don't think he vets, you know, podcast requests and interview requests himself.
Like, yeah.
Well, let's be fair. His office said no. But the main reason is because of that, he's a gimmicky pastor. He's one of those pastors. He wears dresses on Fridays. Mm. He plays a piano in church. You know, unorthodox and very gimmicky kind of pastors. You know what I mean? Like you said, the sexualization of church kind of thing. Exactly. That's why people were like, hey, we're not buying this. We don't subscribe to this.
I think also extravagance,
shit.
You know, like I think he had entered the service, got a motorbike, you know, those still on the gimmicks, gimmick. I guess. Yeah.
And then what was wrong with the sauce in Pew?
Plastic lane in Pana. And then, boy.
What happened, dog?
Hey, man, it was deep.
It was deep.
That's why he was doing in the hotel room.
Nah.
That's why your sound was popping in the hotel room.
We see Chekide, a sound check earlier on. Everything was fine. As soon as we went on, a comedy set was proper.
Yes.
The comedy
shout
set
out to the
was
comedian.
Proper.
What's the guy's name?
Rasta I and I.
Fucking funny, man.
And then as soon as it went on, we lost a signal from the front of house. Mm. So I didn't have signal except your guys' mics. Mm. No wonder the pastor, we ended up switching his mic.
Because we couldn't even hear the chillers when they were asking questions.
Yeah, it was bad. The sound was horrible. Yeah, the worst sound we've ever had. Mm. Yeah. I had a brunch, man. It was just bad.
We got to apologize to the chillers. We got to go back to Bloom, man. Let's do, because it wasn't our event. We were booked to be there.
So we got to do our own
event for the chillers in Bloom, bro. We got to make it up for
them. So my thing is, who organizes the guests?
It was the guys that did the event. They said this guy is a hit.
He's topical. Oh, they said he's a hit amongst Bloom people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, cool, let's do it.
If he's a hit amongst the Bloomers, but his church does have a Bloomers, right? So we thought, if he's a hit amongst the locals, all good. You know, and then when he took the stage.
And also, I got to apologize to the resident DJs. What gig were we at on Friday?
Yo, Manchu in Buchabelo.
Oh, Buchabelo.
Dear resident DJs of Manchu in Buchabelo, I hand over to my astute colleague, Mac G, for his apology.
Yeah, I was booked for like an hour. I ended up playing like 2-3 hours there.
Yeah, that's a Mac G move.
Yeah, I got carried away, man. I was having too much fun, bro.
So we're outside, and I'm outside with the club owner, you know, and then residents are coming, like 3 of them. I think they formed a union, you know? And there's Walinzima Favi of the Kosatu, the DJ Kosatu. They was like, hey, Muna, Mac G, how about you tell? Yo, Mac G, how about you tell?
I was having too much fun, man. It was lit, man. Shout out to Bloom. Ghost Slade, where do we go? We went to, because you slept last night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I slept last night.
So we ended up leaving you, and we went to a place called Small Street, where apparently it's dangerous. We're not supposed to go there. Yeah. But we had so much fun, bro.
We were advised to leave our phones in the car before
we went.
Man, apparently it's the most, like, one of the most dangerous streets. That's what the white guy said, right? Remember? And I was like, fuck, how come we didn't know this one with Isma Khashule? Yeah. Because now whenever we're in Bloom and everybody's telling us all the wrong things about Bloom, and I'm like, damn, we didn't know this. You know what I mean? And these are the questions we're meant to ask him, because he sat here and said they did great things. And I was, wait, and then?
What's that?
Who joined us this one?
Wait. What's this?
Which one?
Ah, man.
What is this? What is this?
Ah, man. Hey.
What is this?
Ah, man. Hey.
Who's that? Ah, listen up. What?
I'm Mars.
All right, take it back. What? We're Mars. Why am I fooling you, boy? We're Mars. Why am I fooling you, boy? Give that thing here, man.
Anyway, and now,
who is, as in, I'll watch the show notes, I'll take a screenshot. What's going on?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. So Pindukas, yeah. Black Studios, yeah.
Hey.
Espuda's, yeah. Tutu's, yeah. Tuso is, yeah. Woo. We also got Fed Checker in the building, Black Studios Simpiwe as well. And last but not least, we have you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to say, Uri,
yeah, six, what? Main road, Small Street.
No, I wanted to say, Bloom, best company, the crew. Hey, the crew had fun.
Yeah.
I like crew.
For real.
So, I talent is back.
What happened? What happened? Tell me.
Hey, what happened?
I know people are suffering as Plumile. House. Like, when did you call Ubambeni Numboneni? Now it's pure.
No wonder the sound wasn't working.
No wonder the sound wasn't working. Because he was suddenly he's going to the hotel lobby to meet someone. I'm like, what?
Anyway. Ghost Slade, what's going on with this Gogo Maweni thing, man?
Hey, so Gogo Maweni was trending at first. It started where she was on a show and it got to an extent where she was even, she got emotional talking about her ex, Usiyabonga, and how just bad the relationship was, you know. Mm. So obviously, there was a lot of backlash, like, she's there crying, you know, for her ex, like, Ufana no Jada Pinkett. She was being compared to our own, she's become our own South African Jada, you know.
Hey, Jada's wild, eh?
I'm jaded out. I'd rather Gogo Maweni.
She'd probably fuck Tupac's corpse, ne?
She fucking back to life. After it just came. She was.
She's doing too much, bro.
It's too much. But something, I don't know, man. Not by planning a lento, it's some kind of angazini, man. Oh, but I feel like there's a side, it's ngalazi. As much as I don't like, and it's ugly, you know, everything she says, but I feel like there's something we're not getting that we don't understand, you know? Like, hypothetically, maybe she has always wanted to divorce Will, and he was like, nah, you're going to take half. You can't divorce me or whatever. Maybe she's frustrated. Why would you go out? I know she's selling a book and stuff, but geez, it's been wild.
At what expense? You know what I mean?
At what expense? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? But I feel like there's something we don't know. As the public, generally will never know value things between them.
I believe it's a financial thing. Just for them to get divorced is going to be too expensive. So that's why they're just going to wing it out until forever and ever.
But how do you degrade your man like that?
Whoever initiates, but they already had an arrangement. Like, she was open about them saying that we have not even been together for the past 7 years. Yeah. So it's already an arrangement. It's just too expensive for them to divorce. So, and whoever initiates the divorce is going to lose out. So it's one of those, they've got probably that crazy.
Only Will's going to lose out of, from the divorce. Jada ain't losing shit. Let's be honest. Come on now. But what is she going to lose financially?
But I'm sure there could be somewhere, a clause or some contract that binds them and say whoever probably initiates, they lose. So it's
no,
like,
I get that, Ghost Lady.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Why degrade a man like that, man? Like, hey, man. Because
is it not to frustrate him? Is it not to frustrate him until maybe he just gives in
to the divorce?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Maybe yes. Maybe Tala Fnuk divorcer and the world does not want to sign the papers, you know, and she's just doing everything now. But like you said. He's still the father of their kids. They may not be married anymore, but it's Tunzisa Kim matters as well, you know, especially for the kids. Are they even his kids? Tupac died before they were born. No, but I'm just saying, at this point, Aunt Tembi next.
And why does she act like she was Tupac's main, bro? We all know she was a side chick, bro. It was probably a one-night stand.
What was it with her and Tupac?
Yeah.
What was it?
They were besties.
I don't know that relationship.
They were best friends.
But no one knows it except her, bro.
Yeah. No one can confirm it. Yeah. But years ago, she said, I remember a long time ago, because obviously there was that speculation, was she ever with Tupac? And she blatantly just said, no, there was nothing between me and Tupac, we're just friends. Now, Chiggy, she's trying
soul
to mate. Allude to
me.
Hey, what? It's like, I know.
He proposed to me.
How?
Nah, man, she needs some serious therapy. Man, who's holding you to Park, guys? Aye. And you weren't even like, you know, with him, like officially. Even if it was a wife. Yeah?
Boy, one night stand.
Yeah, they were setting it off just for one night. That makes sense. But honestly speaking, man, even if she was his wife, after so long, it's like, ish, amen, you know?
Bro,
if I died, I live. Move on. Have people marry, be good. You know what I mean? Life is to be lived. I'm dead anyway, you know?
Speaking about dating, did you know Lupita Nyong'o was dating Yuma Sekile's son?
Yeah, Saul.
I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know that.
That's right, you, man. Well, wow. You're on social media, though.
Yeah,
it was a social media thing because I think how they met, he was sitting behind her in a plane. And then he tweeted, yo, what's a nice icebreaker if you're sitting behind Lupita Nyong'o, or I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
And then that's how it started. People started sending him the things to say. It was quite cute and romantic. Yeah, but fast forward now, they've broke up, right?
So were they dating for like long? Like, was it a serious thing?
I'm not sure how long. It was a serious thing, yeah.
How long? Yeah, it was serious.
It was serious. A couple of years, maybe.
So he stays that side. He's in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to present on the shows and stuff.
On E!
Entertainment. Do you remember him? He's that guy. Yeah, he's based outside. I think the mom is American.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know that, man. Why did they break up?
I don't know. She was writing essays on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
About how... now, this is weird, right? Because she said she's going through heartbreak, and if she could be indoors, and she would be, she doesn't want to make it even worse, and that she found out certain things, and that there was deceit. Obviously, this nigga probably fucked up.
Yeah, cheated or something like
maybe
that.
Cheated or something. Yeah, well, she found some stuff on the phone. She found out, basically. And she was going on about that. But apparently, she's been with Joshua Jackson, some celebrity also, you know, so...
Who's recently got divorced.
Who also recently got divorced from a woman who looks like Lupita.
Yes.
Yeah, but she says she's going through the most and she's heartbroken. Mm. But she didn't reveal anything as far as what led to the divorce. I mean, the breakup.
The breakup, yeah.
Bro, speaking about phones, what do you feel about people that take your conversation on WhatsApp and put it as a status without your consent?
Oh, yeah. Like they screenshot They screenshot your
conversation. Yeah, and it's a private conversation.
Yeah, and you tell someone like, yo, man, you know, if someone left you to eaten by the wolves, they can't ask, you know, how you survived. And then they put on the status.
I don't get that one.
I forgot that it's that angelic thing that you were talking about with him. You put it on the status. Do people do that?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Never happened to me.
No, bro, it's like a real thing. Am I lying,
it
guys?
It's never happened. Okay, make an example.
Happen. Yeah?
Example. Surely it happened to you.
who was it? It was Zandy.
When DJ Zandy.
No, Zandy from the US, the one who books me. The
promoter. Oh, Zandy from Miami.
Yeah, from Miami. Shout out to Zandy. She's from New Jersey. But
oh, New Jersey.
Like, yeah.
Shout out.
So I was asking her, like, I was telling her what time the plane is landing or something like that. And then she took a screenshot. She's like, look who's coming. Like,
oh, people will screenshot the conversation.
Yes.
No, but she's a promoter. She's building the hype, though.
Okay, maybe that's a bad one. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. But to me, it's like you can do that. Take an extract or a screenshot of the
AP Piano likes doing that. AP.
Oh, I know what. You are coming from a name-dropping point of view.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're famous. You know what it's like? I know the people who do that.
Mm.
It's like when you get a call and someone puts you on loudspeaker because they want to show this one, you know, that you have. Then I'm like, hey, my man, you know, I'm on loudspeaker. I can hear it. You know, don't do that. Yeah, but people generally, when they do that, bro, I think they just expose. See, it's different. How you're asking is different from what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is, AP is just name dropping. He's just showing that he knows you. He's just getting maybe pussy or something by showing that he's close to you.
But ask for my consent. Dog. What if I'm saying private shit now?
He'd be stupid to screenshot and leave the private stuff in the screenshot.
Mm.
Yeah. But I feel like it's people don't do that, though. I feel like when they do, let's say it's a joke. Like sometimes you post a status and I joke and it's funny. People will screenshot that and put that up there. Mm. You know, I don't know of people who put really private stuff. And, you know, unless it's meant to have like some humorous effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also some people do to be spiteful, you know, can also lead to that. It's like if you're doing something incriminating and whatnot, it's like, okay, I'll screenshot it and, you know. So it's like, they'll use it against you or something like that.
No, I get it. She means like, it happens on social media like that when you slide into someone's inbox.
Exactly.
And you're speaking maybe out of term and then they're like, hey, look who wants bums or whatever. I see that people do that sometimes.
Did people want bums from you in Bloom?
No, with the crew, you know how protected I am, Ashem. You know the guys play like bodyguards around me. They're like there to make sure that Naga is never...
But I wouldn't blame them. I mean... Like, no one knows that you're married and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
A man is being, and you're not having your ring on. So, over some to
Vela
Shele. Where's your ring? Where's your ring?
My ring, I took it in for, no.
And apparently she was insisting you guys go out last night. It's like, is everything fine?
I'm fine. My ring went. I went to get polished.
Can you sneeze?
Hey, can you sneeze? You.
So just went to get resized. I mean, see, I've gained weight over the years. So it had to go from, you know how the numbers, you know, rings, the.
So your fingers gain weight?
Yes. That's a real thing, guys. Yeah. Like, my ring size when I got married, I think I was an N or M, somewhere there. And now, when I went to go get it resized, they approved it. I think it was a Q. Mm. That's the size now I'm going to get.
Did anyone realize that you're a ghost lady?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, weirdly. But sometimes people will try to think that I'm naledi.
Oh, yes.
First assumption, especially when she's sitting next to you. It's
I'm naledi.
There was a point we were in the car and some chick came over. She's like, hey, naledi, you must have the wedding at F&B.
Yes.
So I look at Kanye, mba.
Hey. And then that's when she removed the ring. Yeah, send bar. It's a baby. It's a baby.
It's a full-sack baby.
Anyway, what's going on, Dr. Maweni?
Yes, Dr. Maweni.
Is it Dr. Maweni or Gogo Maweni?
Gogo.
Gogo Maweni.
Gogo Maweni.
Yes.
So, okay, did you guys see the interview, Siyabonga, also during the week. And now he was explaining his side. Remember we said, guys, there's always two sides of a story. Yes, there was a side of Gogo Maweni explaining like how it was so bad, you know, what like and how it, she got hurt basically, you know, of how he changed because she was supporting him and then he turned on her. So he was now expressing his side as well. Like, hey, you know what? Actually, he was also abused in some manner, you know. So it was like, okay.
Emotionally or like physically?
No, emotionally.
Emotionally.
You know,
okay.
Emotionally. Okay. And just the dramas, you know, for relationships. So it's also like, okay, damn. Now then there's the friend of Gogo Maweni who's also coming out and talking, you know, about because of when she's, I think when they saw that, because obviously there's been this kind of side that has been pushed, like also Gogo Maweni is not as like all clean and proper as she seems out, you know, to be. So it's like, there's an, also another story about the friend who's going on and talking about all the things that she has done. Because even like allegedly, the man she's currently with, the husband, Gogo Maweni, is allegedly an ex Ngabi.
Who an ex what?
Ngabi.
Oh.
Yeah. Hitman. Yeah, hitman. Who would obviously go do some hits, you know. And she's actually, this girl is currently hiding, in hiding, because she's fearing for her life.
That's crazy.
What could happen?
Gogo Maweni's friend now. This
yes,
girl.
Yeah, a friend. Yeah, like they were on the show together even.
You've got a number, no, did you? Yeah, send me a number. Let's call her, man. Let's call her.
So we call on the girl who's in hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
why is she in hiding?
Let's find out.
Here's what's happening now. She's busy texting me as, you know, we're busy shooting.
Oh.
And so she says right now, she feels like she's afraid to talk right now. She says literally.
So why did she reach out? Did she reach out to us?
You know what happened? Yeah, she reached out even last, we were supposed to interview her over the weekend.
Oh.
And then she got scared to come to Joburg. Said, I'm scared of coming to Joburg, you know. So she wants to speak.
And then
she
gets, what's the voice note?
And then she gets cold feet, you know. So now she also sent a voice note of one person who also experienced a similar situation where there was like, you know, allegedly a hit ordered on him and stuff like that. Because what she's texting me now, she's saying, you know, now I'm really scared that they're going to kill me like they did with my husband.
Even.
Damn, her husband.
Yeah. Hey, this thing is crazy.
So she just texted me this right now. So I don't know, if she's going to pick up.
Here's the thing now, ne? Her husband. Oh, yeah, no saban, man. No saban.
Okay, let me just explain what she has told me. But I think she can tell it for herself when she's ready because, you know, she says that she found out things because she was a close friend
found
of Gogo Maweni. She found out things. And then, because, you know, when you're a close friend, you get, you know things. She tells you things, Uti, this is what's going to happen. So she says that because she knows some of those things and she wanted to, they had a rift, they fell apart, but they fought basically, Banu Gogo Maweni. After they fought, she says her husband got killed.
Damn.
Allegedly by Gogo Maweni's current partner.
So do we know what the fight was about? Why would the husband...
No, we don't know what the fight is about.
Catch shots.
But she
all of this?
Yeah, you know, man, it sounds... To me, it sounds like maybe what if we're getting, you know, scammed and they're just pushing her... New season of reality TV show.
She's not. She's in hiding at the moment. And she did, like, even her lawyers are advising her if she should come. She said, the lawyer said she can do the interview telephonically. It's okay because she doesn't feel safe to be, you know.
Hectic.
So now, it's also, I need to say, Abonga spoke about this last week. He said there were allegedly shots. Gibo. You know, 7 shots were fired, Gibo. And he stated, he said it.
So
he said
confused.
It was Gogo Maweni.
I'm really confused.
She said she
it's a lot, man.
Didn't she confess, though?
But it's pointless talking like this. And
yeah,
just
so it's a story.
It is
speculation. She doesn't want to talk. She sent a voice note from someone who was
in the So she wants us to play that voice note?
She wants us to play that voice note. So I'm not sure if we want to play that voice note.
After spending all this time on this, the one and speculating and speaking from secondhand information, the one thing you can do is play the actual voice notes. Yeah,
from the brother. It's not even her.
Speaking about what we heard, what we saw.
Yeah.
And so I must play the voice note.
Yeah, let's hear.
Let's hear it.
Is the sound going to work? I'm just joking.
Hey, sound and bumps. Let's go together. unless it's clap, you know. And it's the sound of bum, but stop. Stay away from sex when you're going to do sound, because you can't juggle the two, man.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you want to put this King school.
Yeah, it's just it's on WhatsApp.
Hey. Listen, I don't know if you want to maybe put this as King story there, because of, I think it'd be interesting to hear.
So who's this now? Which brother now?
Brother of who?
Brother of who? Brother, talking about Dr. Mawin.
Eva.
China. People will be interested to know who Maweni is now. The celebrity Sangoma, Obulang Bacha, for example, Prabe Maponisa. And then Leonard has been 3 years of Asumutswar. So that's like something else we can use because of. I care working on the news editor. Yeah, no, what I could say. But then I'm sure if the story is grabbing enough. They'll put it more pampering first page billing.
Hey man, something's off here.
Man.
Do we have Gogo Maweni's number?
Yes.
Yeah, let's call her now.
Let's call her,
man. Like, this doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I'm not biting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
And we can just tell her that these sticking. Are the allegations that are.
Why is the brother? What was that voice note about?
What was that? It's not sticking to me. It's not sticking. It's not make sure. Nah. Nina, not believe.
And if anything, why is she not sending her own voice notes?
I think it's, I don't know, man.
Are you sending me Gogo Maweni's number?
Yeah.
And like, okay, and then Baba, the husband, but now, what about that fight involved the husband? You know, it's like, you know, now I'm going to do then.
Fat checker with him
to do the work again.
No, I'm just wondering, is she scared of being physically attacked or spiritually attacked? Because she's in hiding. Lawyer and stuff like that. Okay, she doesn't believe in that.
Fact check out. What are my facts? The simple that's
here. Okay, here's Gogo Maweni. Let me give her a call. Does she answer WhatsApps? She answers, ne? Okay, cool.
She answers the calling. Awesome. That's how we're here now.
Okay, let me type it down.
Call her.
Yeah.
Well, WhatsApp calls. You
Yeah, it's not even okay. It's not even doing the whole ringing thing.
Okay. Like Kanye.
No, next week I'll come back with my ring, guys. Don't worry.
I'm so
excited.
Find out here now.
No.
But then I mean, find out here and keep my ring.
No, I'm
because I can still see the line. Never know.
Exactly.
Friday.
No, I haven't worn my ring probably for 2 years now.
2 years.
Yeah.
Jeez,
guys, remember I was pregnant last year, so obviously my hands couldn't fit.
Got pregnant also. Your fingers got pregnant also.
Yeah, you know? So ever since, it's just, if I wear it, I could just last for like 2 hours and it just gets too tight.
How much was your ring?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
20? I don't know.
20?
How much was yours, my nigga?
Yeah.
Double standards. Hypocrites. Double standards. What is this?
I'll tell you when you buy yours.
Yeah.
Mine was bought in 20. Was it 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it was.
It's not going through, eh?
2012.
Yeah.
So that was 2012.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So if we factor in inflation
and
of your fingers.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Who do you think is the next to get married out of us in the crew?
Tato.
The biggest fuck boy.
No. Now he's tamed.
Nah, no one, bro. I don't see anyone getting married here. Smooth never, tamed. Bro. Smooth's never getting married. Tuso is not getting. Maybe Tuso.
Tuso?
Yeah, maybe Tuso. Maybe Tuso.
I think Tibbler, man. Tibbler's been with his honey for how long now?
Are you still with the same honey, bro?
Mm.
Damn.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Gogo Maweni, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, and you?
Good, man. Listen, you're live on the podcast. Soul Penduka is here. Ghost Lady is here.
Hi,
we got someone that reached out to us. Now, we don't know who this person is. Apparently, they're in hiding. because they are scared of their lives because of you. So, Konje, what happened?
You have the original text that we got from this person so you can read it to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently you ordered a hit on them or something like that.
Me?
Mm, and this is a friend of yours.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, you guys fought and then Chigi, after fighting, she claims you killed her husband. So it's a friend of yours who lost a husband, apparently, because of you. Yeah, that person. That's what they say.
Okay. I don't even know who you're talking about. Do you want the name? I have a friend.
Do you want the name?
Yes, please. Yes.
She appeared on the show. She was your friend on the show, Coco Mawin.
Damn. She was even on the
show. Yeah, on the first season, isn't
it? Tebuko. That's her name.
Are you talking about the show from Tango Mazetungo?
Yes. Yeah.
Her name is Tebuko.
Yeah, and then I ordered what?
So you...
This is serious allegations. Dude, why didn't you go to the police?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Apparently, your husband is in Kabi and he killed your ex. Crazy stuff, man.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I do know who Deboho is. Wow. Those are serious allegations. She must go to the police.
They are very serious. So you see, I think this all started while she also came out was after your ex, Siyabonga. Remember though, did you watch the interview that he did recently?
No.
You didn't.
I'm too busy.
So he alluded to something that they also got shot at as a family or somehow, and I think you later even said you were behind it.
Why would I do something and say I'm behind it, guys? If I want to come after you, I don't have to get people to do that. I can just get in my Ndumba and do it myself. Like, hello. I think people give me so much power. I mean, we live in a country where we have police and we have the law. Why don't they go to the police and the law? Mm. Why do they come up with their assumptions and say these things about me? Not that I'm fazed, because a lot of people say things about me. It's my everyday life. So it's new to me, but thanks for bringing it to my attention. Wow.
So do you know this girl called Tebuko?
Yes. I got you saying the same Tebuko that was on his Zango Mazetungo.
Yes.
Yes, I know her.
So
yes,
what,
I know her very well.
So what reason do you think she'd come out and say all these things?
And say she's fearing for her
Maybe
life.
Maybe you should ask her. Maybe you should ask her that, and you also should ask her whether she did go. I mean, killing somebody, guys, is not something to play with, especially that we live in a country where we have legal powers and whatever the case might be. Why didn't she go to the police and then the police know where to find me? Why am I still sitting here if that's the case? And why is she only coming out now? Didn't her husband like die years ago or something like that? Because she was fighting with her family, fighting over certain things. She herself was fighting with the family. The family didn't want her, and the husband was now leaning on towards listening to his family and getting, you know, like leaving her. That's what I know. So I'm quite surprised.
Is your husband an Ngabi?
My husband is Zulu, guys. I think everybody that is Zulu is painted in that brush. He's very Zulu. Kubaba ona matezi, and wow. I'm sure he's going to be shocked when I tell him this.
Has he ever been in Ngabi?
Never, guys. Never.
So you and this girl,
Tebuko.
Yes.
The last time you checked, how was the status of your relationship with her?
Our relationship has always been on and off. We've been friends, yes, but it was always on and off. And there was hostility involved. You know, when somebody's life is moving and yours isn't, you always find like problems and say things. And she didn't like my husband. She felt as if my husband was like controlling me and whatever the case. And I had to make a decision. So I wanted to focus on my marriage and eradicate having friends, which is how I live now. I do have people that I meet up with and we have a good time, but I don't have friends that I can call up and say, come to my house. People don't even know, besides the house where I live in and the house that I'm renovating in Soweto, they don't know my other house where it's very private. Nobody comes here.
Mm. So my thing is, why wouldn't someone make all this shit up? Like, what do you think she's trying to gain? She's your friend.
I am popular. Like, do you say my name and see if it's not going to trend? Try that.
But what does she benefit from you trending and her story trending?
Why doesn't she go to the police?
Valid question.
Why didn't she go to the police? Why didn't she open up a case? I'm sure if you open up a case, they will ask you who's the first suspect, right? And then you will say, it's me. And I'm sure the police sort of came and knocked on my door. I mean, come on.
Crazy.
She says she's scared, scared for her life.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. this is new to me.
Manju Zomloy.
Oh, wow. You guys need to understand it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. Hey, it takes so much time, so much effort, so many energies. It's not child's play. I have no reason to do that.
Hey, congratulations on your podcast, by the way, man. When is it launching?
On Wednesday.
Nice.
I hope I will send a lot of likes. And I hope that people will get educated and know the differences between one and two. But yeah, thank you so much.
Shout out to you, Gogo Maweni. Shout out to you, man. Am I missing anything, dude? Is there something you want to ask her, dude? We've got the answers, ne? So all the allegations are false, basically, Dr. Maweni.
Sorry?
All the allegations are false, basically.
Obviously. I mean, I'm still sitting here. When did her husband die? Yesterday? No, years ago. You can't tell me that the South African system is that, I mean, where you open a case and they don't go after someone. I mean, I am popular. I'm not in hiding. Why I'm here.
Hey, you like being popular. You're enjoying it, no?
No, I don't enjoy it. Trust me, I don't. And you know, it's so sad. It's so sad that this girl would say something like this. Her father was dying here. Her father didn't have anywhere to go. Me, I paid for everything, took her father to Lesotho there so that he can go die in peace with his family. And now all of a sudden, Mira, hey, guys. Wow.
It's wild, eh?
But going back to this, I don't like the, I can't do anything. I don't know how you guys manage and how you guys do it. People can fight you online, but when they see you, it's crazy. Everybody wants to take a picture. That is why I help with the time. I'd rather be at home.
Yeah, I know. You get used to it.
I don't. I can't. It's too much.
Gogo Maweni, before you go, looking back at your interview that you did and when you just spoke about your ex, Usiyabonga, are you regretful for that?
Regretful for what?
For doing that, for just speaking about him.
No, I'm not. I mean, I did tell my truth and that's my truth. How can I be regretful?
What kind of a question is that, Gogo? What the fuck?
What?
No, with everything that has unfolded, I'm just thinking, like, sometimes you look back and go, maybe I just shouldn't
but
have.
But it's a truth, though, Anit.
You shouldn't have what? I shouldn't have what? Spoken out?
It's not this.
Or shouldn't have done traditional things? What
because then
saying?
there's always two sides. You know, sometimes you express, then it becomes, now, look at it. People are comparing you to Jada Pinkett's. So it's like the Chronicles.
No, but that's those people who are comparing me. I spoke my truth. I'm raising a son here. Ask him what size shoe does his son wear. He doesn't know. Even better, ask him when is his son's birthday, okay? You're telling me about somebody who has 10 kids with different women. Somebody
who's got what?
10 kids with different women.
So this is the information we needed.
Who is an alcoholic? Who is like...
we're all alcoholics. Come on now.
No. Me, I'm not an alcoholic. For yourself. Me, I'm hardworking. Okay? There's nothing... Who doesn't know? Who's illiterate? Please, man. Come on, guys. I don't regret saying what I said. I said my truth, and that is my truth. I don't regret doing what I did. He deserves every traditional thing that is coming through his way. If he wants to do wrong, he must do wrong towards his child.
Did you say he's illiterate?
Yes, he is illiterate. Try and get him to write a sentence. While you at it, ask him to write a sentence down for you.
This illiterate workshop, I'm going illiterate.
Because I was looking beyond. I'm not that woman that's gonna chase after the bag. I am the bag. I have the bag.
But if you're an illiterate person, Like,
no, when I'm saying he's an illiterate, because umuntu ofundi like I ain't listening to the guy's yenza or whatever he's doing now. I don't know. It's been like over 6 years, guys. I'm happily married.
Yeah.
Don't reckon my marriage over bullshit and nonsense, please, because he's definitely part. He's nonsense.
Hey, I'm watching your podcast, man. Are you going to be talking about him?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't need, I'm not talking about anyone. The whole point about the podcast is to teach and to, you know, for people to stop being misled.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I know everything, but I'm sharing what I know and I'm inviting people to come through if they feel they know better and maybe I'm not saying the correct things.
Gotcha.
And yeah. We'll see what happens.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
That's beautiful.
Hey, I never want to be on the wrong side of Dr.
Ah, no, no, never. I don't want to be.
I like it's no case.
Yeah, and
don't
we also don't want to be on the wrong side of the law because, like, now people are. I can't wait to tell my husband this. Wow. My husband is in Kagura. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what we're hearing. That's what they say in the streets, man.
The streets is talking.
Good. Thank you, the men must stay away from
me. Oh, wait. Dr. Bowen, wait. Tebuko is calling. Let's add her on the call.
No, it's not Tebuko, Johnny.
Tebuko, the friend.
Oh, let's add her.
Let's add her. So you can talk to her. Yeah.
Damn, she's...
She's calling.
Oh, fuck, yeah. There we go.
Hold on, so we can add on the call, so we can clear all of this.
I'm holding.
Yeah, let's clear all of this. I don't like this, man. You guys must social.
What? What? Even better. Why don't you invite her to the show and invite me? That would be nice.
There we go.
She said she's scared.
You promo. Yeah, bashasha. You and Debuka are in bed together. You guys are lying to us. You plotted this whole thing.
Invite her and invite me. No, come. I've got nothing to hide. I'm here. Mm. I'm sitting on my couch.
All right, cool. No, we'll do that. We'll do that.
What happened to Tebuko calling?
She's not answering now.
Oh, we called her.
Yeah.
How long have you been asking for?
Before you guys do these things, please do research properly because, and I'm not in the habit of suing people, but I am in the habit of going to my Ndumba, so please. And I'm trying to be a good girl.
All right, cool, man. Shout out to you, Dr. Mweni, right?
Shout out, Mwenis.
Thank you.
Cheers. The best podcast in SA.
Thank you, Mwenis.
Gogo Mweni.
Hey, she's wild, man.
Yeah, crazy. Hi, Mweni.
Guys,
what else you got for us?
Did you see the comments, like, so... DJ Maporisa's name was being dragged, in a very distasteful manner, and by an ex-convict, Ubongani, suggesting that he's having sexual advances on his artists, male specifically. And they even dropped,
like Dali Wonga.
Yes, they said Dali Wonga,
The guy said no Dali Wonga. I saw that.
That's bullshit.
Not a way.
No way.
I don't like that thing of just dropping something so distasteful or just so big.
What did he say? Did he respond or say anything?
No, I think he's suing him, I think.
My party says he's going to make him pay.
Yeah, he's going to make him pay.
Went on Twitter and said he's going to make the guy pay. Yeah. It was on Scheme GP's podcast.
Yeah.
Because he talks to sometimes, I don't know if all the time or sometimes ex-convicts.
Yeah.
But your body is, man, that's shy now.
Yeah, I know.
That's the cast, people will just sit there, that's a spice. And see people passing and just lie.
Yeah.
The boy alone and don't know what people say. And he fights. Lapa, wafuni. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those petty, stupid, silly lies, man. That's how it came across to me. Just lie about stuff just to pass time.
Does he know Pori?
I don't know.
Aye.
I don't know. I don't even understand. It was just hey, okay. You can't say something so major. At least come with facts or something. Okay, there's a picture. There's a video. Yes, it is something that, okay, that's offensive for him probably because it's now this is coming to your private space. But, if you want to say something, at least back it up. Don't just
do
for nothing. Now we just...
Craziest lie told about you, my dog?
Oh, I used to be on drugs.
Oh,
yes, that's the one lie that, wow. I was like, wow, okay. I understood how, but I was like, wow, that's so far removed from the actual truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one lie. Another lie.
Now apparently my dad is dead.
How?
He's a deadbeat. He's not scared. You know, he's just a deadbeat. Very much alive. We saw him. Who said that?
There's a blog. There's a whole blog there. Because when I was doing DJ Fresh's podcast, the producer put it as one of the notes to ask me during the interview. So Fresh is like, how did you feel when your dad passed away?
My man, that producer, that producer is a problem. Because when I was there, Fresh is like, so how's life, how's the married life being solved? I was like, I'm not married, man. Fresh looked at me like, you are, bro. I'm like, well, you're my best man. What the fuck? I'm not married. And also, the producer saw
a blog or something.
No, a post of mine.
Yeah.
That said, a few years ago, when my daughter was born, and I think I'd say, I'm paraphrasing, I said, this is probably going to be the best day of my life.
Mm.
No, I said, after my wedding day,
yes,
in the future, this is probably the best day of my life.
Or
something like that. You know? So from that, the producer was like, I'm a calculations. Algebra, what is married? You know? So he got there and also said that. So I find it quite funny that, you know, they got something totally wrong with you me as well.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, shit. Man.
Craziest lie about you, Ghost Lady?
That I'm not lady.
That's the most recent lie. You want the craziest lie?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's the most recent one. You know, I don't know.
Ghost, give us one. Give us one.
Craziest lie. Yo.
Hi, man. You're a girl. They lie about you. I was like, I'm one born. I saw him. Come on. You're a woman in SA. You've heard lies and you butcher and stuff.
Maybe it's something like if you put it in that, like.
It's back
like,
in your Kalawa days.
Wow. Wow.
Surely there's some horrible lies. Maybe you've forgotten.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe something like, I'm lazy, you know?
That's come a crazy on, lie, man.
I don't know.
What's something like,
What were the chillers saying about your coochie the other day?
Something.
Okay, well, that was a mean comment when they said, I must heal my vagina. And,
vagina?
And focus on my cheating husband. Yeah, I remember that one.
Who said that?
Don't you remember when you talked about the worst comments you've seen?
Heal your vagina.
Yeah, someone wrote that on the comments.
Of course, yeah. Yo. Sorry.
I know. Thank you.
Sorry, man. Sorry to know it too. Yo, that's horrible. What horrible.
But is it healed, though?
Yeah, I was saying sorry to you in the vagina. Like, fuck. What the hell? I'm a kambali kukuman.
So you see, that's the biggest lie. I'm like,
Yes, exactly.
You some pure craziest lie ever told about you?
No, that's on the spot.
Yeah.
And now it's on the spot. I can't think of anything right now.
Mm. You, Peter, come on. You've heard. Oh, many were true. That's the problem. Many were true. Like, I did that. Proudly.
Fat checker?
Nothing.
But
these are lies.
These are lies, guys.
You know what I mean? Like,
not that I've seen any now.
And you haven't heard any
of just someone, like a friend, you know, like you just heard a rumor about yourself.
Who would fight with me? I'm such a peaceful person.
Well,
there's this. That's
you all. You're peaceful.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else you got, man?
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of other convicts, so, Patriotic Alliance leader, Gayton McKenzie,
yes,
was slammed the government, and when he said that the government does not recognize coloreds as Africans. He says when Mampintsha died, government assisted his family but did nothing for AKA's family when he passed on. But Gayton McKenzie's cry was also about support in terms of that the coloreds are not getting the same support as they as the Africans, you know, black Africans they get from government. So that was the cry, just not in, not exactly about just him, the speculations on who killed him. It was just support-wise.
What kind of support? Well, you maybe you don't have the answers, but what kind of support did he say colored people don't get from the government?
No, but I'm just saying for his funeral, they never got any assistance, you know? The family didn't get like the kind of assistance. Like,
so government pays for funerals now?
Yeah.
For real?
Like, for instance, I think I know with Mampintsha, the government came in and said, we'll support and we'll help the family with the funeral.
So how do you qualify to be paid for?
To be as an unknown, like a well-known artist.
Like, if you die today, the government would probably come in and be like, can we handle the funeral or whatever? Expenses. Then it's up to the family to say no.
Yes,
so
no.
What if they did and AK's family said, no, we cool, we got this under control. He had his things arranged. He's got a funeral, you know. A burial thing, whatever they call them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Did AKA's family say government didn't approach us? Because I'm pretty sure Zizu Gatwa, the Minister of Arts and Culture, went there. And mom thinking he would, you know, extend a helping hand if they want it.
But not in the level.
AKA was massive, guys.
True. AKA was but like I just think it was not in the in the same way as Mampintsha, what Mampintsha got. Like, the assistance, the what?
What did Mampintsha get, guys? Apart from a funeral,
can we get the details?
You know, our politicians, sometimes we need to, you know, critically hear what they say and analyze it properly. Because what if the government did offer AKA's family the assistance and they were like, "Nah, we cool." Because also, there's nothing wrong with a family.
Yes, saying, denied. Yeah, saying no. Yeah, we good.
Our own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got this. Like, honestly speaking, we do. And there's nothing wrong when the family says, "Oh, you want to step in? Fine, you can." You know, to relieve us from the financial stress of a funeral. But I'm just saying, did AK's family say they didn't get the assistance, or he's just politicking the whole thing?
Mm.
Truth.
It sounds like it's politics.
Yeah, it sounds like it's politicking the whole thing. There's no ways, bro. AK's family was not offered, especially for that funeral. It's just a funeral. Government does funerals every day. There's someone, Kumbre, who died, someone so and so. Or sometimes it's just the ANC and not government necessarily. But come on, it's AKA, dude. I'm pretty sure they did say we can give him a state funeral.
I remember with Mampintsha when I think it was the KZN premier who made a whole announcement to Gutia, they will help the family and everything.
Mm-hmm. So in terms to give you guys facts, according to Sowetan,
what happened to your voice?
Hey. And Pew's voice is funny also. Hey, hey Bloom.
Bloom.
Best jive. But anyway, according to the Sowetan, Mampintsha's funeral, half of the costs were covered by government.
Mm-hmm.
And then according to EWN, the government did offer, Banyaza Lesufi did offer to pay for AKA's funeral.
Thank you.
The provincial funeral. However, the family declined.
Thank you.
Oh.
Guys, it's a year before elections. Don't just listen to these politicians come into your neighborhood and lie to you. Like I'm saying, man, how can government send condolences, the minister of arts and culture, I won't even attend the funeral and not extend a helping hand to the family?
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense, guys. I'm not politicians, man, and I like Gayton so much, but let's not lie to people just to garner votes. Because it's inflammatory, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Someone's going to go back home and go, yes, colors we're not seen in this country, we're not respected, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Over something that is a lie. It's not true.
Mm.
Can I please paraphrase the last AKA one? According to News 24, Banyaza Lesufi did make a request to the government to make a provincial funeral for AKA. However, the presidency rejected it, not the family, the presidency.
Ah.
Apologies.
And you didn't get anything in Bloom.
What does that have to do?
Yeah?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, he got ass, sound was messed up. The facts are messed up, but, you know, she didn't say anything. So that's what I mean, you know? Okay, wait. So the family did not reject. Government. So that's first statement you read it from EWN.
Yes, the second one is from News 24.
Which one is more credible?
News 24.
News 24, credible.
I believe that News 24 is...
That's what it was. Other news.
So that's the story?
Yes.
So it was a state funeral or a provincial funeral?
It was supposed to be a provincial funeral.
And Ramaphosa said no?
Yeah. Yes, the presidency. Banyaza did make the application.
But they said yes for Mampintja?
Yes, for the KwaZulu-Natal, from the KwaZulu-Natal area region. Yeah.
So why did the one... Why was the other one approved by KZN and the other one needed to be approved by... Number one.
Okay, there isn't much being said about the reason of the rejection. They just stated what Banyaza was expecting and what he requested.
Should I call Tiamo, his manager?
And they didn't.
Call him, actually. Because now I'm about to apologize to Gates in then, you know, if he got his facts right, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We have
to, rightfully
no,
so.
But I remember,
if
yeah.
If he got his facts right and the government rejected or the president rejected the request for AK's funeral to be approved.
Why would the president reject that, though?
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, sure, he's good. He would ask Ati Kelema there in the office, would take maybe
Villa. Yo, Tiamo!
Yeah, mate, how are you, eh?
Good, man. You're live on the podcast, man. Swapping is here. Ghost ladies, yeah. We wanted to ask you, bro.
Why am I live on the podcast, bro?
No, we want to ask you.
Yo, you know I tried to call you last week, eh?
Yeah, I was busy, my man. I was busy.
Oh, that is my black coffee. Yo, go New York.
Go for a little mouse. Go on. But listen, AK's funeral, was it paid by the state, or did the state decline to pay his funeral?
Yeah, did the state offer also? Did they offer help to the family for the funeral?
Yes, I don't know if I can comment on that, Artyom.
What do you mean?
I don't know if I can comment on that. I'm even trying to remember. I know there were conversations, definitely, but I don't know if they actually did. There were definitely conversations, but I cannot confirm if they actually did, because there were conversations about it being a provincial funeral.
Yeah.
But that never happened. Definitely never happened. So obviously they would help with that. And then obviously then the Wanyako, what's that funeral? I mean, what's that graveyard? The one he's buried in. You know, the memorial the memorial park there. I can't remember what it's called. But the national the heroic
what is it called? Yeah,
it's called Heroes Acre.
Yeah, Heroes Acre. So that's where obviously they bury all the, like, you know, the sort of heroes and so forth, some of these politicians too, people in the arts, people who have really contributed and had an impact in society, right? Mm. Generally, you know, so a lot of your artists are also there at Heroes Acre. So that obviously needs to be also kind of like approved by the provincial and by the state or whatever. But to be quite honest with you, I won't lie to you. I can't remember if they actually did contribute financially.
Okay, because there's an article on EWN that says... Konji, what does it say?
Banyaza offered, or the government offered, for a provincial funeral, and the family rejected the offer.
No, the president.
No, there were different conversations. So even Banyaza, he came to the house, he came to offer his condolences, he came to the family to console the family. So the definite conversations, the people from the ANC came in, or Minister Honorable Fikile Mbalula also came in. So there were actually members from state and from the ANC who actually came and started conversations around that. But obviously everything needs to be approved by the president, right? So Banyaza would also put in a proposal. Okay, cool. Here's why I really wanted to be a provincial funeral, because of 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then he would then obviously take it to the president. The president will then obviously say, okay, it's a yay or it's a nay.
Oh, got you, man. Hey, shout out to...
So I'm not quite sure what would have happened around that area, but I think, I can't remember. I think maybe they might have also done minimal costs, if I remember correctly, but not really the entire cost.
No, but I wanted to say shout out to
minimum cost. I mean, I'm talking about also like minimum cost. Like obviously the euro taker for you to be approved, it also needs to go through the entire process. But not entirely everything goes to the pit.
Negeri, I wanted to say shout out to Musa Keys won an award this past weekend, man.
Yes, sir. Best collaboration with Davido, Unavailable. I mean, it's like gold in the States. You know, it's a huge song. Yeah, so shout out, man. We need to see you, actually. We need to come out there, you know, at the pod.
Is he also going to Heroes Acre? I don't know how this thing is. Eh? How did they work this thing out, man? Who qualifies, man?
Mate, you might be going to Heroes Acre.
Man, I'm going to Venda, dog. Hey, don't book it. I mean, I'm Venda, man.
No. Easy champ.
All right, cool, man. One love, my dog.
Shut up, Allah.
So you're right then, yeah?
Yeah, because there was a conversation, you know what I mean, with the family. Mm. And a provincial, I mean, I don't think, you know, because they rated these funerals.
Yeah.
Those with, like, I'm a soldier.
There's a state. Yeah.
21 gun salute. I don't know if it's 21 shots, but, you know, at a state level. And then there's a provincial one as well. So, I don't know, man. But I really don't think the government wouldn't offer that kind of assistance. It's AKA, come on, guys, you know.
What else you want to talk about, my dog?
Who's smoking? Who's sniffing, dog? The cocaine. They caught 70 million rands worth of cocaine KZN border, our port. At the port, right? 70 million street value. And you know what's sad? Is that a lot of that will still make its way to the streets.
Yeah.
Knowing the system, the corruption and everything. And some people are like, nah, there's probably a bigger shipment that came in and this was just a decoy. It's money.
It's what is back in business.
he refused when I said, hey, man, I heard you used to sell drugs. He said, I had no such. You saw that, right? Piggy. But yeah, man, I found that so fascinating, man, you know?
But that happens all the time.
There's a whole different world, man, out
there.
But
that happens all the time, dog.
You know what? Because I've never seen someone, okay, I did once, but who does the stuff, you know, and saw them do it.
Like only, take the cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once. And so,
you worked at White Dog. You didn't see none of that?
I didn't.
Wow.
What? Did you see anything at Highveld?
Did you see?
I said, why? Why are you putting Highveld in
I don't know. Thing? Like, you just took it there.
No. Like, why? Miss Carla.
For real?
All the time, dog.
Who?
Chili M.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, he talk about, I mean, how Jaws. The dealer would come. And Wallace did say with the drugs, the jaw is very busy. Said the jaws are very busy. He meant jaws.
Let's call Jaws, actually. Ask him how many lines they used to do.
I think we've had this call before. And
with Jaws?
It didn't go down well. Yeah.
Let's try again. It's a new year.
Have not called Jaws about drugs
new
before.
Year.
We've called Jaws about drugs, man.
We've called Jaws before.
You know.
Is that a better place?
Let's call Jaws.
Is that a better place now?
Oh, definitely, man, yeah.
I did my first...
Line?
No.
Whoa. Hey, my father, sip my man.
Okay.
Have some grand jaws. Sip more there.
Okay. Tell us more about it.
I did my first demo. Yes. Who said that? Hey, my nigga. Yes.
How?
Shout out
to because you're saying this again. That's why Neo knows it.
Neo's focused now. To some well, lele, man.
He edits.
Oh, we're boring you, my dog.
He's tired from all the. Hey, I'm done. I'm at him 17. Yep, bloom. Because, yeah, that's Mokbamba too, son. He's gonna walk with the girl and parade the girl. Walk with the girl around the hotel.
Yo.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know what it does, apparently, in the morning, right? Two so Marabambile will come to you in the morning.
Yeah.
And say, hey, son, you're going to suit. Hey, man, I'm going to the suit, too. It's about a two so suit. But I'm going to the man. And then I'm going to get WhatsApp, ne? And then told the WhatsApp, you're on jail, my wife.
Actually, no, what's it say? What's it say?
Tizzle, rockstar.
Ah, yeah, rocker. Yeah. So I guess it's Fundile suit. That's how we learned Sotho today.
The walker more than the fucking itself.
Yeah.
The walking.
Yeah.
Do you have a number? Let's call him, my man. Let's hear how it works. Give us a number.
Yeah, let's call the girl you're with, bro.
Dudu, please give us the number there.
Come on, Tuso. Also, how many nights here? How did the finesse his way?
Yeah, because we're drivers.
We're fast drivers. The Tuso managers to find his way in blue. Hey, Tuso.
And miraculously had a room. Hey, you know, Yashe, man.
Yeah, you got a room. You finessed them to even book your room.
Yeah, give us the number, Chief.
Come on, bro. For the sake of the podcast. For the sake of the jealous.
That's the biggest lie you've heard, eh?
Tuso. Tuso. It's fine, man. Anything else you got, Ghost Lady?
How do you guys feel about the Israeli war?
What's it asked, Tuso, man?
Wow. No, he won't.
Well, you're not going to see the girl again?
After everything Mac has done for you, Tuso. Hired you, fired you, rehired you, took you to Bloom without a gig there, and you don't want one number, just one.
Do you have her number? Who else has the girl's number? Doesn't she have a friend? Let me call the friend.
I got just too many WhatsApp. Let me WhatsApp about Unjili. I got just too many, ne? Leo here on jail. I see. He took the girl to the bedroom hotel.
Yeah.
And then Wamshai Sang had the girl.
Hey.
Then Tuso like, okay, let's take a walk.
Hey.
Then that's where they're walking and parading the girl to show everybody that he's got a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wasn't by decision or by choice. And then in the morning you sent yourself a text.
Please give him the mic. Why don't you want us to call him? Okay, come on the mic, please. Come on the mic.
Get on the mic. Come.
Isn't this what you came for? I mean, that's why you came on the trip again.
And I can't look pika. If not girl about 70 metro, go pika and I come back call someone. Because speak later. Let's begin.
Okay. Tell us why you don't want us to call her. Just tell us why you don't want us to call her. The one who, the Sotho one.
Yeah, the one who too many number text.
No, this is a lying one.
They're all lying.
They're lying. But by a pair of text in what's as a cool man.
Okay, then let's call her so she can deny.
Ooh. There's no one.
You
want
to save a hard one?
Hi, bro.
You know, Tuso, girl. Be honest about hard on, man. That's what Tuso go up when you're like in the bus, coming from a gig. We can't just spill a pound. Spill a hey, bro. Open your nose. But they want Tuso to sing a song, girl. Okay. So like, you know, it's key. So this is a poop, but that's a key. You know, it's like when people are stranded in the mountains. There's always one who's gonna say, let's eat those. I did. You know?
Hey.
5 minutes locked in with Tuso, I was gonna start saying, ish.
How's those Tuso poison?
You're gonna start saying, ish, I Tuso, man, control your stuff, man. What is this?
Oh, that is wild. Anyway, Ghost Lady was saying.
So actually, I was asking you guys, like, how are you feeling about the celebrities who've been silenced across the globe for exposing the crimes against humanity committed by Israel? I don't know where your heart is. And there is a... Let me just read this. Celebrities, including artists, musicians, footballers, and even porn stars, were caught in the crossfire in the war taking place between Israel and Pakistan recently. Many artists, such as Alicia Keys and many others, had to apologize for exposing the terrible happening in Pakistan. Even porn star Mia Khalifa...
Palestine.
Palestine.
I'm a speck of school now. I'm a sunglass. Thank you. Palestine.
Pakistan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Even porn star Mia Khalifa got docked her money on Pornhub for exposing the killing of people by Israel.
They pay on Pornhub?
Yeah.
They pay on Pornhub?
Yeah, of course.
You haven't been getting your payments.
No, you don't get paid for views. Like, viewers don't get paid.
So is it the same as, what's that other one? OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
It's the same thing.
There is a subscription now, yeah.
On Pornhub?
No. I think they sell videos. There's certain videos. Because before, it was just random people posting up, you know, a pirated porn content.
Mm.
Now, the porn stars have verified profiles where they can choose to sell some clips as well. Mm. Like...
What happened to Sondeza.com? Yeah. It doesn't work anymore.
I don't... Yeah, it has stopped.
Tuso's got the facts.
Sondeza manamba. Tagazi ukufakaza ku Sondeza. Tagazi ukufakaza ku Sondeza. Sondeza manamba ndoda. They were on the right track. I think they were the great right business for the wrong time.
Yeah, you know? Sondeza.
Right now, the ground is so fertile for Sondeza because there's so many like local.
Did you watch the movie? The
porn
movie.
Producer. Yeah, it was Titanic. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I remember that. The movie. Oh,
good times.
Sondeza.
Good times.
Nah, back in the days. Yeah.
Back
wow.
In the days.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Palestine. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Palestine.
So even porn star Mia Khalifa, I'm sure Saul knows her. Got docked her money
also
on Pornhub. Okay. I need to have a spell. Who's a stranger who's on Jani? Who's on describe? But anyway, and on Pornhub for exposing the killing of people by Israel, including the bombing of a hospital recently. I'm sure you guys saw that. Pornhub apparently said they will donate her earnings to Israel Army.
Hey, amen. I haven't been following this Israel-Palestine thing. Who's been following
it? It's the Jews. They are. Just it tells you the Jews are in charge.
Nah, the Jews are in charge. Are. Jewish, who's been following Jewish it people though? Are in charge. I haven't been, man.
Hey,
but
man, I haven't been following
it's been a thing that's been going on for thousands of years. And then, like, as recent as, I think, 1940-something.
So no one knows what's going on, like what the war's about.
The war's about land.
The land.
Land.
It's about land, yeah.
Okay.
Israel is claiming a part of land that historically was Palestinian land. And that's pretty much literally it.
So they're just bombing people.
So what happened was, there's always been this war happening, right? But you let my walk to the. And then a few weeks ago, Hamas, which is an Islamist group that operates within Palestine, but they're not endorsed by the government, are they?
No.
They're not. They then bombed a part of Israel and... lots of civilians passed away. Obviously, you know, Jewish people and maybe I think one or two.
But what was the reason for that? That bombing? That first? Yeah, because they were retaliating. Yeah, because Israel had with holding them food and water, electricity. Yeah, yeah.
I think what so what's basically happening is that the Palestinians have been oppressed by the Israelis for the longest of time. And now, because the Palestinians now are retaliating, now it's a big hoo-ha in the media, right? But when the Palestinians were being killed and everything, it was silent. No one was saying anything.
Also, the media is for the Israelis.
Yep.
Yeah, the Israelis are the Jews.
Yeah. Oh, the Jews, okay. Crazy, man.
It's sad.
Man, I feel like if celebrities, you know, who are not directly, like, for example, I feel like, celebrities, maybe comment about Bazotia, stick to podcasting, stick to singing, stick to whatever, you don't know much, etc. You know? And so and it's fine for those who are not speaking up if they don't have all the facts. Do you get me? And for those who are speaking up, shout out to them as well, you know, because not because apartheid before and even our own, you know, celebrities used to speak up and get banned from the country about Mamire Makeba, etc. You know, so if people want to have, you know, opinions, but they must just be educated opinions, and you must be clued up around the facts of what is truly and really going on before you stand with Israel. You know what I mean? Know the proper facts. Because I think a lot of humans will tend to stand with Palestine based on historically, you know, what has been happening. And, you know, they've been awfully treated, to be honest. You know, so, like, I don't mind if celebrities don't have an opinion.
If it's been happening for years, why is the media focusing on it now? What's the difference?
Because Israel cried like victim with these bombings, you know. And if you historically look at it, there's been more casualties and deaths of civilians even on the other side, the Palestinians.
Oh, so the Palestinians are fighting back now.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can put it like that. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, yeah, but it's so strange how, you know, you can tell who's running the show. Even Zweli was made to apologize there by your old bosses at 947.
Zweli?
Yeah. He
what? What did he say?
Because he went on air and said, there's been a lot of reporting that is not true, which there has been a lot of reports, you know, that kids are being killed or butchered or slaughtered and beheaded, etc. Obviously, propaganda in the within media, and that must stop. And was made to apologize for that.
So he went back and said,
and apologized. He posted an apology on social media. Yeah. Shame. It wasn't even his show he was standing in.
Mm.
Yeah. When that happened.
Mm.
Sure. So, yeah. Look, man, I feel like, you know, we mustn't. Not every celebrity, you know, needs to have an opinion, especially if they don't have a strong opinion that they truly believe in and they've researched well.
How big
it's fine
is this
not
land?
To take a stance.
How big is this land that they're fighting for?
I'm not sure, bro. I don't have all the facts around what's going on, to be honest. I just know. Hence the terms like peace in the Middle East.
Mm.
It's literally derived from what's happening there. It's been happening for years.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't make it right, though. But, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the people were in arms when I think Anele was there in Israel. Even Black Coffee took a gig in Israel.
I remember, yes. Even Miss SA, you remember?
Mm.
Yeah, it's always like, so there's always going to be people saying, boycott Israel because of the oppression upon the people of Palestine by at the hands of Israel.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, it's nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you got?
The flops.
Hmm?
For the Monday show, flops.
Oh, yes. Back by popular demand, Penduka.
Nice. What is back?
We got limited podcast slides. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
So we're running a special.
Flops.
Eh?
That's what she meant by flop.
Yes. So we're running a special for the chillers. It's on onedayonly.co.za. It's a website, right?
One day only.
Yeah, so we're running a special one day only.
And which day?
So that website runs one day only specials.
Yeah, so they have specials for one day only.
Oh, okay.
So our special is tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
For the podcast slides. So you can get them tomorrow at $1.99. The black,
meaning
red,
Tuesday.
And green. Monday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But this will come out at 3:00.
Yeah, so then you have...
Like, it's not like it's coming out. It's just, you know, they don't have the whole day. You know, if they're hearing this now, probably it's 5 o'clock and you're like, how?
Yeah, then you have until 10, 12, 11. First come, first serve.
Oh.
I'm the only one in the crew doesn't have because of the size.
Yeah.
Still don't have size 11s. If you're UK size 11, you're fucked. Man, get sizes, man. You know, it's not nice when everybody's wearing these things and there I am, you know.
I feel like I'm leaving something out, man.
Oh, Marumba's got a message. Marumba says people are falling for scams. So they've been scamming people. And the guy is using Leroy. Remember Leroy from the Questa saga?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That guy is using Leroy's company, but as the name. And he's going around taking bookings of people and selling himself as a bookmaker and stuff. You know, all the scam in the book.
Wow.
Still happening. And yeah, shame, man. You know, but people are that dumb, man. How do you even pay a deposit? A guy offers you, approaches you, and then you don't even bother to go on Twitter or Instagram and verify if it's the legit booking number from the original artist page.
So what's happening? So this guy is going
around.
Like he's a manager.
Yes.
Saying to club owners.
Yeah, I manage Marumba.
I manage Marumba, yes.
I even saw an invoice. Then he literally copied DJ's production, which is Leroy's management company because he runs a management agency.
Why Leroy? There's so many managers. Why?
Because I think he runs a very big management agency. Like
Leroy?
Yeah. Like, you know, he's got relationships with all these guys. So if you want a particular artist, you talk to, you know, Leroy, chances are he will make it happen. You know what I mean? I'm assuming that's why, because it is quite a big company. And yeah, the whole thing, it's Leroy's company, but obviously the banking details are not his. And yeah.
That's an easy scam to fall for, bro.
But how, bro? If I get a call that says...
Hey, who's that? Did you hear that?
Hey.
Did you hear that?
I think it sounded like a thingy.
Yeah, someone is blowing their nose.
He's blowing his nose.
Was it Spoo?
Oh, was it Spoo?
Okay.
Yeah, but like, dude, if someone offers me and says, hey, Ta, I'm like, sure, like, this is so-and-so, I'm Mike's manager, are you interested in booking him? I'll be like, yeah, But before I make a payment, I'll make sure I'm talking to the right guy. I go to Mac's profile online and these numbers are there. It's the same numbers. Cool. Mm. Well, I call that number and be like, do you guys know this guy? I mean, to pay amounts like 55 grand, 20 grand.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, to pay those kind of amounts. Come on, bro. Like, you know, smarten up.
Are they still doing that scam with us? Remember the interviewer?
Hey, we are scared. Mohau Keys, hit me up. Vusinator, hit me up.
You okay there, Chief? You
okay? Smoo, you get snave.
Upay me snave. Upay me snave.
Hey. You know, so you know people about baby snafe, you can hear when they blow their noses. With all his snafe.
And it's like funny snafe, man. And then you get guys who smoke snafe. Yes, who sniff, who sniff. Kwambani, like, sends and sniff. Because you even get gents, like, young gents.
Yeah, isn't
it
a
closey
thing, yeah?
It's a
closey
thing,
yeah?
But come on, you just bus pay, man, Jay.
Yeah, it's just for the high.
Can you just say, because you were speaking off my
cocaine, oh, I'm the cocaine, I'm funnel, I'm funnel, I'm snave.
Because I'm broke.
Offer us to pay me coke.
But how many artists have you seen smoke coke on the road? He's been on the road for years.
Oh, yeah, Spoon. And you do stuff at Back to the City. Huh?
Wait, man.
For real.
Come. Let's hear who's...
Come.
Who's going to make money from the 70 million? what have you seen on the road, bro?
No, I've seen a lot. Remember, I used to work at a studio as well. Mm. So I've seen a lot of people on drugs. A lot. I just won't mention names. But
Why?
Aye, my man. They're going to go my winning me next. Nah.
They're going to?
You can see there's hits on people. I don't want people now coming after
Spoon, you're not famous. Come on.
Come on, bro.
I'm not famous, but they would know which Spoon spoke.
I'm a sniffer dog.
I'm a sniffer dog.
I'm a sniffer dog. Yeah, but guys, this scam is still happening. Someone is still sending out emails. We don't have a person, guys, on the network by the name of Robert Nicholas.
Yo, they Robert now. Oh, Robert.
Yeah, Robert Nicholas.
They changed the name.
And there's a Joseph, Henry Joseph.
Mm.
And where's Mau Keys? Mau Keys one is Henry Joseph.
What did Mau Keys say?
Nigerians are not like, yeah.
What did Mau Keys say? He was going to come.
Allegedly.
No, Mau Keys. He didn't even send me the body of the email. It's like, do you know this guy?
Mm, mm.
And I'm like, nah, come on, you know? Guys.
So how do you know it's Nigerians?
No, actually, yeah, you're right. I don't know, ne? I don't know. But my experience of Yahoo boys, I've met Yahoo boys, right? So these are the guys who like chill and do stuff at the internet cafe. They like using two first names as a name and a surname. Like Mark John. You know what I mean? Like, dear so-and-so, this is Mark John. I am from Podcast and Chill. You know what I mean? Like, once you see that, just know you're getting scammed. Once you see a Henry Joseph or a Mark Andrew or a Simon.
And it's a Gmail account, right?
Yeah. Timothy Simon. Just know that you're getting scammed. And it's a Gmail account. All right, guys. Man. And also, why would we quote... And they say we're paying people to come to the podcast. Why would we pay people to come to the podcast? Mm. You know what I mean? And also, why would we quote the figure in dollars?
Mm. Mm.
You know, so also, please, don't fall for these kind of scams.
Hey, man, Zuma's crazy. Remember, there was a chilo asked the question, when you go to the voter booth, do you tick black? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Which guy?
There's a guy who's like, do you tick black? When I get to the voter thing.
Do I tick black?
No. It wasn't a voter if you're in a voter booth. I think it was if there's a form.
Like if there's a form, yes.
Do you tick black or African or colored? It was a very weird question.
Oh, this is brown.
Yeah.
No, man. Okay, I don't know what he was getting at. You asked Mac. You said when you're filling forms, generally, there's boxes with races and you need to tick what race you belong to. Which box does Mac tick?
Hey.
I found that strange.
And then I said black.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Like, why?
I found that strange. Do you remember that question? Yo. I found it very strange. Man, guys.
Like, how do you answer that?
Sorry?
How do you even answer that?
Questions at brunch always, the Q&A at the brunches always goes south.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird.
And I really thought, you know, people like would have questions, you know?
Mm.
Like,
why do you think
then,
that happens?
And then the MC tried to save it and asked questions like, who do we bring back from dead celebrities? I was like,
why do you think that is, though? Why do you think that is?
I don't know, man.
It's crazy, ne?
I don't know, bro.
It's what? Huh? They start struck.
Nerves.
Ah, come on, man. Come on. Yeah. They couldn't even hear us yesterday, man. What do you mean?
Also, alcohol. Yeah, true. Yeah, alcohol does play a lot in that as well.
All right, cool, man. Anything else, my dog?
Nothing else, fam.
All right. Ghost lady.
All good.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.